This is Patricia with Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I come to you tonight on Keen Radio with a master's degree in education and 47 years with a psychic gift. It is approximately 5:31 here on the West Coast, and we're talking 5:31 p.m. How are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? Today is April 1st, 2019. Happy April Fool's Day. Yahoo! I love the month of April. Welcome to all of you. I desire for all of you to be here. Are you ready for a great show tonight? Well, I sure am. Tonight I'm going to be talking about our series on confidence. So I'm going to continue that talk. Just some highlight points. In confidence, we remember we belong to somebody. For me, that somebody is a higher power called God. You may have a different higher power. Confidence comes from allowing us to follow our passions. We must do what we are all good at. Now a word from our sponsor. Keen.com is a leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to give you the answers you need regarding love, career, relationship, and anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. Get a personalized reading today and change your life. Call 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-275-5336 to get your exclusive offer with any advisor you choose. I, Pat 58, can be reached at extension 0481920. Did you know Keen has gone mobile? You can download the Keen app on your smartphone, and you can choose any advisor you want to talk to on the go. There's also a special offer if you text the word Keen to 40506. If you'd like to talk to me tonight on the show and get a free reading, I invite you to call 657-383-0802. Now, this is a very short reading. If you have a social media account, such as Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, please go on to Keen's pages and like these pages. On social media, Keen often posts valuable information which can help us get through our daily lives. So, now back to our radio show and what I'm going to be talking about. Have any of you ever been criticized for doing something you loved? You know God called you to be there and to do it, and you know that you're supposed to be doing it. However, there are naysayers around you telling you to not do it. You are following your passion. You are doing what you feel good about. You have confidence. You don't know what to do next, though, because people are putting you down and being critical. I have the answer. The answer is to stretch yourself, not listen to the criticism, and follow your passion. Because if you follow your passion, you'll have more confidence. Knowing confidence, you are doing the right thing. Stretching yourself thin and finishing is the right thing to do. Here are some points to follow. First, don't listen to criticism. If you are following your passion, keep doing it no matter what. There are always going to be people with opinions. People with opinions are like smiles. Everybody has one. So you get to choose what you like and use it and forget the rest. Don't doubt yourself. Keep moving forward. Follow your passion. Our passion makes us stronger. Again, this is where confidence comes from. Next, confidence stretches us. At times, we may feel like we can't do this, or we don't have it in us. It's okay to feel that way. Confidence can be risky. The point is not to give up. We have to keep following our passion. If we get tired, take a break. Not for long, though. Give yourself a day of rest and get back to work. God made us all capable of winning. Second point, confidence breeds complacency. Actually, the third point, confidence breeds complacency. Don't get comfortable in your confidence. Be prepared for what is to come. Rely not on confidence alone, but have a plan to do what comes ahead. Ego is the root of complacency. A person can allow their success to go to their head. They think they are powerful and invincible. No rule applies to them. If this happens, someone is setting themselves up for failure. An example of this is a straight-A student who aces every test, but then decides on the final exam to not study, only to find out they failed it because they didn't prepare. They did not study because they allowed their ego to take over. They thought because of all the past success, they didn't have to put in effort again. The stakes always get higher when we are following our passion. Our confidence will always be tested. No matter how hard life gets, we have to keep moving forward, or you have to keep moving forward. The bar will always go higher and higher. Keep believing God made you for great things. Remember, too, people are evil. Ignore them. Don't let them stop you. Keep moving forward. You belong to God. He will always be there for you. In closing, stretching yourself is not easy, but it can be done. Remember, you are called by God to do great things. If you are going through a trial right now, it will pass. You belong to Him or your higher power. Your confidence comes from that higher power. He has given you many talents which can ignite your passion. Do not allow others to criticize you when following your passion. You have a plan, and do not become complacent in your confidence. Your ego can take over and destroy your life. Remember, too, the bar always gets higher. You cannot stop. You have to do what is in your heart. You are capable. To illustrate my point, I am going to tell you a short story about myself. About 25 years ago, God dropped this idea into my mind. He told me that He was going to use me to facilitate a recovery group. Well, then about a year ago, He told me again that He was going to make it happen. Well, I had some medical issues come up, and I had to take care of that first. However, about a year ago, I approached a pastor at our church, and I asked him if I could start facilitating this recovery group, because I have a background in recovery. And he told me yes, I could. I was totally shocked. So again, earlier this year, I reminded him of what he said, and I asked him if I could still do it, and he said yes. So recently, within the last 2 months, I have been facilitating this group at the church I go to. Doing this has been hard. I have been doing it for over the last 2 months. I've gone every one night a week, and I've set up the room. I've created study questions and answers based on a topic for recovery, only to find in 3 weeks in a row an empty room. Nobody showed up. The first time this happened, I called my pastor, and I was really upset. He told me not to give up. He told me to keep moving forward. And I thought about my work on Keene, and I thought about how difficult it was when I first started. And I thought about how I didn't give up. I just kept moving forward. I just kept logging on. I just kept tuning in. I just kept doing what I was supposed to do. Because see, when you keep doing things in repetition, you become good at it. And that helps build your confidence. And if you keep doing the footwork, God will follow and people will come. So last week I went again, and my pastor reassured me to keep going and that people will start coming. So we went last week, and this time 7 people showed up. And actually one person that came made a commitment and said that they would come back the next week. I am so excited about this. I know that greater things are to come out of this support group, like greater things came out of me working for Keene, and there's going to be more great things coming for you and for me if I keep working on Keene. And I'm so happy because I didn't give up. And I want you to be encouraged not to give up either. You don't have to give up. If you've got something brewing in your heart and in your mind, you stick to it. You keep working at it. You look at it like a sculpture. You chisel at it one place at a time, one point at a time. You keep going at it until you get what you want. Well, I want to thank you for letting me share. I want to hear from you tonight. I'm so excited because my switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree. Please share tonight about the topic. I want to hear from all of you. I'm going to give you a short 2-question reading. I'm going to ask you your first name and where you're from. And I want you to share about how you have not allowed criticism to break your confidence and how you have moved forward. So I am so excited. I'm going to click on the first person that's been waiting for me, and here I go. Hi, my name's Patricia. You're live on the air. Your name, please.
Hi, Patricia. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy. Well, welcome. So what do you do to not allow criticism to break your confidence? Because I know you have been going through a difficult time.
I want to congratulate you. I'm so proud of you, Patricia, for your accomplishment. God bless you. And I am going to be 68 on July the 6th. And I very unjustly lost my job of 15 years on January the 3rd, 2014. And I kept pushing and applying for work, even though people looked at my age. And I just knew that there's a higher authority in control here.
That's right. So in other words, that higher power, they put that on your heart that you would be reemployed, correct?
Yes, I kept my faith in God.
And did you get reemployed?
Well, it's been a rocky road. I have been employed, and I am employed right now for about a year and 9 months, but it's been very stressful. And I had a bad fall on the 14th day of this month, and my doctor put me off work. I'm going to see her tomorrow, and I saw a physical therapist on Friday. So I am applying for other employment because I'm worthy of a healthier environment. And but I want to keep employed at least for the next year and a half. Do you see me getting a new job?
Let me see. When do you get a new job? You will get a new job. There is good news coming.
Well, good.
What's your next question, Wendy?
Okay. Will I be able to be continuously employed for the next year and a half?
Yes, you will. You're going to start working on something new, but not at a new job, but in your job, you're going to work on something new.
Oh, I've been asking my boss to transfer me to member services. I was put on his team, and I'm yelled at all day long because doctors get mad at me because their claim has not been paid and I've not been trained how to fix it. So I've been telling him my background is member services, so will he transfer me to member services?
Well, that's a great question, Wendy, but there's so many people in my line, and I can answer that for you if you'd like to call me. I'm keen.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Take care.
God bless.
You too. Thank you, Wendy, for calling. It was awesome to talk to you. I wish you the best. Okay, it's time for our next caller. Hi, my name is Patricia. Your name?
Hi, Patricia. It's Andrea. How are you tonight?
Hi, Andrea. How are you, sweetie?
I'm hanging in there.
You're calling me from Las Vegas.
That is correct.
And I bet you can really relate to this topic because you're going through a rough patch right now trying to find a job.
Yeah. I just try to put myself back out there every day. Like my mother used to say, when you fall off your bicycle, you brush yourself off and you get back on. That's what she used to tell me.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
So I didn't get the job that we discussed last week. Do you see something else coming through? I'm getting frustrated.
Let me see if something else is going to come through for her. You have to trust that something will. Yes, there is good news coming about a new job. And it feels like it has, you could be working with a man who wears a uniform. So in other words, he may have been in the armed forces, or he wears a uniform to his job, or like your supervisor. There's somebody of authority that you're going to be working under, and it feels like they wear a uniform.
could be a physician. Could very well be a physician. Do you have a time frame?
Well, I mean, the cards are saying it could happen within 6 days, 6 to 21 days. But honestly, six means June to me as well. So it could happen within 21 days, Andrea. The shortest, the longest is within the Gemini time frame in June.
I don't know why this is taking so long. I thought I'd have a job by now.
I'm sorry, honey.
I know. Well, I think
you're
doing great.
You can't give up, though.
I know. I think you're doing great with your support group. I knew you would succeed.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you, Patricia.
I'm not
going to
give up, Andrea.
No.
It's like
no,
Keen, I don't give
you.
Up. I don't get. I walk alongside my clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only way to do it, right?
Well, that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. Okay,
as leaders,
nice
we're supposed to.
Yeah, please keep me on, okay?
I will, Andrea. Thank you for calling, honey.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. So I'm going to be taking some more calls. Now, if I don't have a chance to get to you, I invite you to call me on Keen. There's some things about me that you don't know about me that I haven't said that you don't know about me. I don't mean to sound so wordy. Is I'm really honest, okay, in my readings. And I'm very generous with my minutes, okay? So if you call me, I run a special every day. So if you call me and you add 24, 25, I think it's 25 paid minutes, I will automatically send you 5 free minutes. And those are good for 30 days, okay? If you call me and you add less than 25 paid minutes, I will send you 1 free minute. But again, that's still good for 30 days. And if you call me twice in one day and you pay less than 25 paid minutes, I will still send you 1 minute twice, so you end up with 2 free minutes to talk to me, okay? So I'm going to take the next caller. Here we go. So again, if you don't get a chance to talk to me tonight on the show, I invite you to call me on Keen, and you can look for me at extension 0481920 6. All right, here we go. Hi, this is Pat 58.
Hello.
You're live on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking
your name?
My call. My name's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you. So,
thank you.
How do you not allow criticism to break your confidence?
You know, I pray and go to church. It really keeps me grounded.
I identify with that.
I know. I really do. I truly believe in that with all my heart.
Good for you, honey. So, what do you want to know, Sharon?
Okay, question. I work in a corporate company, and I love my job. The department I'm in, there's 8 people in my specific department. And there's just a couple people that aren't welcoming me on the team. And I thought after this time, my probation period's over and everything, you know, I got a good review. Am I ever going to be welcomed by everyone in the department? I know there's always one person. What do you see coming up for me there?
So that goes along with that criticism.
I know. You're right.
That I was
along with someone is because they're not the way you want them to be. I truly believe that. In their own mind.
I'm feeling the other person feels very insecure towards you for some reason. They find you to be a threat. Okay?
Oh, so sad. when I appreciate this job every day. My God, it took me so long to get one. That's just not in my motto. You know, I'm just grateful I'm working, but go on. I know it's so unbelievable. It's a female. I know there's just two of them. Everyone else is wonderful.
Well, it feels like you'll be accepted by one of them, but not both of them.
I think I know which one it is, too. She's starting to warm up to me a little bit. That's only because she's been coming up talking to me. You know, they always have to follow. I don't know. But I'm totally nice to both of them. You do feel one of them is going to open up a little bit more. They've been there the longest.
Yes.
I mean, they've been there over 10
years. The other one that's staying away from you, she's very competitive.
I know. No, she's competing with herself.
Well, she doesn't look at it that way. She looks at you like you're a threat. So I have time for one more quick question, Sharon.
Okay, how about this? Can you pick up anything else? Can you just see if you pick up anything else coming up for me? How's that?
What else?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. There's a breakthrough with communication. It feels like there's some hidden changes that are going to take place. I also see a transition taking place for you, and I feel like this does involve work.
Okay. I who knows what that could be. There's always transition there.
Oh.
But, wow. Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's what I see. If you'd like more information, you can call me on Keen.
Okay. And I want to tell you, every question I've ever asked you over the past months, very accurate. I just want to let you know that. I really mean that. Thank you so much, okay? You are.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much.
Have a nice evening. Thank you.
You too, honey. Bye-bye. Well, that was an awesome show. Thank you for joining us. I will be logging on to Keen shortly. Again, if you didn't get a chance to talk to me, I invite you to look for me with the little hourglass or the little magnifying glass symbol. I will be back next week for another episode of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I'm generally on Keen 7 days a week from 3:30 to 9:30. If I'm not available, please write me an email. Thank you for allowing me to be of service, and have a good night. Take care. God bless.